And now this is a dictation for Mary Frank, F-R-A-N-K, March 29, 48. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up for Mrs. Frank, who has advanced renal failure, problems of hypertension. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. She does have a positive antinuclear antibody for what she is following with rheumatology, I saw her in person today, has an AB fistula requiring a redo basilic transposition done a few days ago. That area looks with bruises. There is a drain, no fever, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Down on the left side, she's also left-sided, no Stilling syndrome. There is problems of constipation, but no bleeding, good urine output without infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, minor degree of dyspnea, prior pulmonary emboli, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope, blood pressure varies from normal to high to low, Eliquis and Plaquenil will place on hold for further testing hematology. East Lansing, they are looking for antiphospholipid antibodies. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight blood pressure, the Aldactone, Hydralazine, Norvas, Verapamil. She's allergic to diuretics because of sulfa. University try Ethacrynic, E-T-H-A-C-R-Y-N-I-C, but develop nephrotoxicity. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 166 on the right side. Diastolic goes all the way down to zero, representing stiffness arteries, alert oriented time 3, attentive, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, no rallwisses, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal distension ascites, no gross edema. Next paragraph, chemistries, present creatinine 2.1, GFR 23, stage 4, electrolyte acid base normal, albumin calcium phosphorus normal, white blood cell platelets normal, anemia 10.5 with an MCV of 90. The most recent uric acid, 6.1, which is acceptable. Sedimentation rate normal at 20. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Next number, systolic hypertension, not very well controlled. We could increase Norvas to maximal dose, but she already has severe constipation. Hydralazine could be increased from 3 to 4 times a day. Probably a maximal dose of the Aldactone. She's allergic to diuretics, and she has nephrotoxicity from ethacrynic acid. Notice the wide range from systolic to diastolic, representing likely atherosclerosis. Next number, history of pulmonary embolism for what patient is on Eliquis. She did not recover kidney function when this happened back in 2021. Workup for anticardiolipin antibodies as indicated above. Next number, polymyalgia rheumatica, for what patient has been on low dose of prednisone and plaquenil with a negative temporal artery biopsy and negative MR angio of large vessels of the chest. Next number, prior testing for lupus anticoagulant, beta-2 glycoprotein, and anticardiolipin antibodies were negative back at the time of pulmonary embolism. Next number, there has been no evidence for plasma cell disorder. Next number, low level of antinuclear antibodies with negative double-stranded DNA. No, next number, no urinary obstruction or kidney obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, AB fistula with revision as indicated above. Next number, comments. We start dialysis based on symptoms for GFR less than 15 or uncontrolled volume overload. She does not have any of those. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back in 3 months. End of dictation.